This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, into the Adam Carriker Show. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. I am live in studio, the dawn of a new era. Lost track of the amount of days a while ago. Ladies and gentlemen, 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Come join yours truly. You can drop in, stop by the studio if you'd like. You can always tune in, of course. All right, theticketfm.com, all the social medias, YouTube, TV, radio. Anywhere you find your ticket information, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a bye week, and I got to be honest, it couldn't have happened at a more perfect time. I explained in the last show that I did on Tuesday, also Wednesdays, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, Steve Taylor, former All-American quarterback, drops that knowledge. Basically, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch and come join myself 4 days a week. Steve Taylor on Wednesday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time here on The Ticket. We're going to talk, obviously, a whole lot of Husker football, Husker sports. College football is in my main repertoire as well. All right, Husker football, Husker sports, college football. Those are my three main things, and then sports as a whole. All right, so that's obviously what we're going to talk about most days. But it's the bye week. And I explained last show why I thought it was a perfectly timed bye week for the Huskers. And actually, their second bye week, which I hope they get two bye weeks every year going forward in college football. I also think they should do it in the NFL. They're eventually going to go to an 18-game season because they don't care about player safety. It's a facade. And I never had a problem with that. I was like, all right, just pay us more. You're going to make more. Pay us more. And give us a second bye week. Maybe shorten camp a little bit, too. That was the only things I ever asked for when I was a player and those things were brought up. Well, they're playing 17 games, no extra bye week yet. They'll eventually get to these things. Why? Because they can make more money. And if I'm an NFL owner, I'm being honest with you, what's wrong with the second bye week? It's another week of games without having to pay my players for another week of games. So I'm going to make the TV money, the revenue, all that stuff with my players. They're not playing an extra game because not everyone's going to have the same bye week. So there are going to be teams playing and we can still make that extra revenue. So it's always kind of made sense to me. I never had an issue with it. But in college football, the Big Ten and the SEC and the slate of games that some of these teams are playing, all right, are pretty crazy. Now, one of the more, Georgia's got a pretty insane schedule this year. It's one of the reasons I actually did not have them in the SEC championship game at the end of the year. I do think they're one of the two best teams in the SEC, but their schedule was kind of crazy. But I'm actually going to go to Florida. And I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again. They just got done playing UCF. On the road, I might add, an in-state rival. Then they're going to play top 10 Tennessee. Then they're going to play Kentucky. Then they're going to play a top 5 Georgia team, a top 5 Texas team, probably a top 15 LSU team. They're both, Ole Miss is actually top 10. LSU's top 15. So top 15 LSU, top 10 Ole Miss. And then their in-state rival, even though they absolutely suck this year, they're still an in-state rival in Florida State. So let me repeat that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Their last 8 games include 2 in-state rivals, 1 team who actually almost beat the number 1 team in the country, lost by 1 point, Kentucky, lost by 1 point to Georgia, then pulled off an upset the following week. But then you have Georgia, top 5, Texas, number 1, actually, LSU, top 15, Ole Miss, top 10. So if you want these matchups, you want these marquee matchups, and you want to kind of try to sort of somewhat un poquito preserve the regular season and what has always made college football unique to every other sport and the fact that regular season actually matters, you got to have guys who are healthy. You've got to have guys who are recovered. You got to have, I think, an extra bye week is apropos going forward. And like 2 bye weeks going forward in college football in perpetuity, I think is a good idea, especially if you're going to start some of these teams. If you want to win a national championship, you have to play a minimum of 16 games. Well, it's not entirely true because you don't have to win your conference championship. You don't actually have to play in the conference championship game to get in the playoff. Topic for another day. But let's say you play in your conference championship game. There's a 13th game. Then let's say you have a first round bye. Right? So you automatically are going to be in the second round where there's eight teams left. So you'd have to play the quarterfinal, the semifinal, the national championship. 16 games. What if you don't have a first round bye? Now you've got to play 17 games. So you've got a much tougher schedule day in and day out, at least for the Big Ten and SEC. And then you're going to play a half again of another season. Most teams play 12 games in a season. Now you got to play upwards of 16 to 17 games. I'm a fan of an extra bye week. Not a diatribe I planned on going off on today, but there you have it. So I digress. My point is simply this. Nebraska's first bye week is timed perfectly halfway through the season. Their next bye week is timed perfectly halfway through the second half of the season after you've been beat up for 9 to 10 weeks. But when you have a show like this, you're kind of like, all right, it's the bye week. What are we going to talk about? We never lack for things to talk about on this show. I actually texted Jake, and he can verify this, or he can lie and deny it, but I don't think he will. This whole schedule of like, hey, this is what Monday should look like. Segment one, segment two, segment three. Tuesday, segment one, two, three. And I pretty much had everything laid out except for like one or two segments on Friday. And Friday is the easiest because there's stuff that accumulates throughout the course of the week, and you pile it onto Friday if you couldn't get to it Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, in my case. But it's like, what are we going to talk about? Oh, my Lord. October 12th is two things. It is the weekend, if you're a college football fan, that we have been looking forward to basically since June 1st, the summer. It is also the most popular weekend. Did you know this, Jake? In the entire fall. First of all, did I send you that text? You gonna back me up here?
Oh, you did, yep.
Okay, all right. He texted me back after daddy duties, which I appreciated at like 11 or midnight. But he's like, hey, I had to play daddy. I'm like, dude, I get it, man. I got like 84 kids at home. Dude, I understand daddy duty. At least mine are out of diapers. Are yours out of diapers? How old are
they? Yeah, just he's three. He's still, you know, about a half a year out of diapers.
All right. I still remember when my youngest was done with diapers. 10 years. It had been 10 straight years. We had been changing anywhere from one to four kids' diapers. And when I say we, I mean my wife. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. She's changed... out of every 20 diapers, I guarantee she changed 19, so 95% of them. Okay, I will give her all due credit. I have no problem with that. But when my youngest, who's now seven, Jordan, was done with diapers, it was like I took a moment and just like got on both knees. This is a true story, by the way. I don't even think my wife knows because I never told anybody. Like nobody was in the house at the time when I finally realized she was potty trained. She was done. I took a moment, went on both knees, put my hands in the air, and I just said, thank you, Lord. I did. This is a true story. Nobody can verify this because it was just me in the house. Thank you, Lord. And for about 10 seconds, I just sat there in the peace of no more diapers in my future. And no, I will not be changing my grandkids' diapers at any point. Whenever that day comes, sorry, that is not daddy's duty or grandpa's duty at that point in time. But when you come back to the whole bye week thing, what are we going to talk about and what are we going to do? All right. It really wasn't hard because October 12th, is number one, the most loaded weekend of college football games that we have easily up to this point and probably throughout the entire season until rivalry weekend / championship weekend, Thanksgiving and the first weekend of December. Do you know what else it is, Jake? Do you know what else October 12th is and this weekend is?
I'm college football focused. I don't know.
It's the most popular weekend of the entire fall to have a wedding. Mm. So it's the perfect weekend for college football to be loaded if you're a Husker fan, because the Huskers have a bye. So it's perfect. Fall weddings. All right. I understand the fall is a beautiful time of year. I understand my favorite months are typically like September, October, just the weather. It's not winter yet, but the weather, you got football season going on. October rolls around and you're starting to get into the beginnings of Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And it's the most wonderful time of the year, is just right around the corner. I completely understand why fall weddings are popular to a degree. But if you are a football person, like if I go back to being a bachelor, Jake, go back to being a bachelor. Mm-hmm. And you're madly in love with this woman. And she says, we're getting married on October 12th. And you're like, babe, it's the fall. Like, it's college. You don't even know the games that are on it yet. You don't know the mascot has a bye. You just assume they're playing. You assume it's a regular weekend with 2 to 3 really good games and such. And you approach her, and you're like, babe. Or honey. My dad calls my mom toots. And I asked him one time why. He goes, I have no idea. Just said it once, and it stuck. Toots. Whatever you call your significant other. It's a football weekend. It's college football. It's NFL. You got high school on Friday nights. Like, is there a way we can do it in the spring?
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Even late spring, early summer, before humidity gets to around a million and it's like 100 degrees, like there's a window in the spring where it's absolutely beautiful. There's other times of the year too, by the way, where it's absolutely beautiful. If you're going to do it in a church, what does it matter? Okay, you can just do it in frickin' August when it's like 95 degrees and 195% humidity. What does it matter? It's only if it's an outdoor wedding that it affects it a little bit. And she is just unreasonable and won't change the wedding date. What does that mean to you, Jake? If she just wouldn't... Did you face this at all, by the way? I should ask.
No, a summer wedding.
Summer wedding. Was the fall ever brought up?
I had family members tell me they weren't going to come if it was on a Husker football Saturday.
All right. Already some of my favorite people I've never met. Your family members who said that. Just FYI, my wife and I, Angie, got married in December. And it was right after I graduated. So literally, I graduated... Let me get this right. A bachelor party was Friday. Saturday, I graduated. Sunday, got married. I didn't have to go to practice that day. I was kind of surprised. I almost thought they'd make me go because I was still playing for the Huskers. And a week later, we were in Dallas, Texas, playing Auburn in the Cotton Bowl. So that was technically our quote-unquote honeymoon. All right. So it was a unique story just because of the time and the time frame with which we chose to get married, when we got engaged, when it all worked out, because we knew she still had a semester of college left. We knew I was going to be in Texas training for the draft. And then we had no idea once the end of April hit and I got drafted where I was going to be. So it was like, how do we plan a wedding? So we did it in December, like a week before Christmas. It was mayhem. Midterms also were that same freaking week. So you had midterms and everything else. And so we're like, this is insanity, but this is when we're going to do it because I don't know how and when else we're going to do it after that. And so that's how it worked out for us. So the fall wedding thing was not an issue, right? And we obviously had an indoor wedding as well. So you didn't face this issue. I'm not going to put you in the position if your wife had said. Let's say you're in an alternate universe and you're engaged. And whoever that person is in this alternate universe who has nothing to do with your current spouse, to be very clear, said, I want to get married on October 12th and I will not move the date from a fall wedding. It has to be a fall wedding. What would your reaction have been, Jake?
Well, I would still have to go and look and see if it's because I'm one of those family members too.
You know, I have to go look. You are one of those family members.
Well, it's one of those deals. I mean, you could, and I've done it. I've been to a fall wedding when there's a Husker football game on. You can get me away. You can get me there, but I'm gonna be on my phone. I'm gonna be looking for the TV, and you know, my focus is not gonna be on your wedding. It's gonna be on Husker football. So, like, if I looked ahead and I suppose I could sacrifice this great, you know, college football, you know, it, as long as it's not Husker football. Like, I suppose I could get married this week. In fact, I'm going pumpkin patching. You know, I gotta go to the pump. That's the other thing that with fall weddings is, you know, sometimes when you're a family guy, you've got to go to a fall pumpkin patch. So that's what I'm doing this week.
That's different. When it involves your kids and directly your family, and a pumpkin patch isn't an event that takes hours, right, like a wedding does, especially if you're going to go to the reception. If you just want me to show up to the wedding for like 45 minutes and I can bounce, hey, not as big a deal. But you expect me to show up to the reception and I'm supposed to be excited and dancing and, like you said, paying attention, the odds of that aren't great. My reaction would be, you must not love me that much. That's how I would view it. I mean, if you know anything about me,
you start Bridezilla, turn Bridezilla on them.
Oh, Groomzilla.
Yeah.
Groomzilla up in this piece. I'm telling you, you must not love me that much because you don't know enough about me to understand what this means. Here's my other counter argument, in all seriousness. Okay, we're having some fun, but in all seriousness, there's 12 weekends in the fall. And I don't think the two bye week thing continues after this year. I won't know for sure. I think it's just the way Labor Day landed with Thanksgiving weekend. There was an extra weekend in there. Now, I've always thought, why don't we just make week zero, okay, the first weekend, and then you can always have two bye weeks no matter what. Topic for another day, so to speak. But my point is, there's realistically 12, maybe 13 weekends where there's, you know, there's college football. Okay, and it's going to be a big deal. There's 52 weeks in the year. I'm just asking that you pick one of the other 40 weeks, one of the other 40 weekends. There's 365 and a quarter days in a year. I don't have to sit here and watch Thursday and Friday night football, even Sunday football. The games don't really matter until week 18. Week 18, division titles and the number one seed is on the line, and then the playoffs matter when games really matter, okay? For now, they haven't destroyed college football's regular season just yet, although they've given it a big kick in the pants. But they haven't destroyed it yet. Like the NFL, ask the New York Giants. Eli Manning has been 9-7 back when they played 16 games twice and beaten Tom Brady twice when his Patriots had a better record. One year they were 18-0, had just beaten the New York Giants in the Meadowlands the last week of the regular season. Didn't matter. All that mattered was what happened Super Bowl Sunday. My point is, for now, the regular season still matters in college football. We expand this thing much past 14 teams. It's a different conversation because we're going to 14 teams in 2 years. There's 365 quarter and a quarter days in a year. So let's say there's 12 regular season games. Who knows if you play in a championship game? Who knows if you get to a playoff game? What most teams should be able to count on is 12 regular season games, and a bowl game. I'm just saying pick one of the other 352 and a quarter days of the year. That's all I'm saying. Is that not reasonable, Jake?
I think that's very reasonable.
So to be clear, nothing really brought this on. There's nobody in my life inviting me to fall weddings. That's why they're still in my life. It's a major reason anyways. And I think they know better. But it's one of these things where I have people around me who have been a little frustrated. Not that they're getting invited to things. Okay? Much like me, I get invited to things. But it's like, there's a time and a place, and I think people are aware of that. But I have to be the voice for the voiceless, CM Punk. The voice of the voiceless. They don't have a microphone in front of their face, and I do. And I'm sitting here, I'm a man of the people, I'm going to speak for the guys out there, maybe some of the women. By the way, if you're one of those women, you need to be getting a hold of these guys that are frustrated about these fall weddings. That's a pairing that needs to happen. I'm the voice of the voiceless, and I'm going to stand up for the guys and the people, the ladies too, if this speaks to you as well. Fall weddings, you can have them, but don't expect us to be at them. There are 352 and a quarter other days of the year when you can expect us to show up. You realize I just included like Christmas and my birthday too. Yeah, I have prioritized college football Saturdays or game days over Christmas and my birthday. So maybe 350 days a year. Okay. I still think that's a large number. All right. I'm just standing up for those who maybe don't have a mic, and I'm being the voice for the voiceless. And you are welcome to have your fall weddings. You are welcome to not expect us to be there. And we will still love you just as much. Hopefully that understanding is reciprocated. And if it's not, that is okay. Sometimes you just have to understand that you don't understand, and that's all that needs to be understood. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got that.
I feel like it made sense.
Yeah, very clear.
All right. Honestly, it was something that I've heard, something that was for fun. But also very, very serious. Like I'm dead serious. You can invite me, but I'm not coming. Especially like he said, Jake said, if it's a Husker game day or a game day like this Saturday, I mean the matchups this Saturday. I know they've been talked about by other shows, but you got Texas, Oklahoma. I know Texas is a 14.5-point favorite, but they're two top 20 teams. A lot of people consider this their favorite rivalry in college football. It's always one of the most exciting games to watch. Right? You got Penn State versus USC. One of those two coaches, James Franklin and Lincoln Riley, is finally going to get a quote-unquote big win because they're both kind of labeled as the guys who can't get the big win. In fact, did you know James Franklin and Penn State are 25-0 versus teams not named Ohio State and Michigan over the past couple of seasons. They're 0-4 versus those same two teams. All right. And U.S., you know, Lincoln Riley struggled to get defensive consistency from any of his teams. Going back to Oklahoma, USC has improved this year. It's hard to go anywhere but up when you saw them last year. But it's a matchup of two of the top, I would say, 15 brands in college football. USC is probably top five. Penn State's probably top 15 all time as far as just brand recognition. But you got number four, Penn State versus a team that's teetering, 3-2 USC. This is a must win for the USC Trojans. Then you got Ohio State, number two versus number three. Ohio State traveling two time zones to go to Autzen Stadium, Eugene, Oregon. I bet in that place. It's loud. It's one of the top, only like 55,000 people. It's one of the top five loudest stadiums in the country. And then you got number nine Ole Miss versus number 13 LSU. This is a loaded weekend. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break. When I come back, former black shirt, former Husker, the man who was a senior when I was a freshman. He was teaching me when I was a pup, and now he's heavily involved in the community, including teammates, including he's got a weekly show on Tuesday nights, I believe, 6 to 7, 5 to 6. All right, teammates here on 93.7 The Ticket, Mr. Des Moines Adams is going to join us when we come back, and then we're going to close out the show talking about some of those big-time football games from this weekend. Real quick, if you agreed with my first segment, hey, more power to you. If you didn't, it's okay. We can disagree and still love each other. All right, just don't expect me to be there in the fall. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.